Krejcevol, the Rough Rider Snowmobile Club is gearing up for another great season, stated a release from Sandra Johnson, club secretary. At the time of release, the Trans-Canada 223A snowmobile trail from Reserve to the Stennon Junction was the only one fully groomed and signed. There are also some trails that are signed but not groomed, and there are two trails that are currently reported as not signed or groomed, due to lack of volunteers, stated Johnson. It takes many volunteers and many hours to maintain, fix, sign and ride snowmobile trails, as well as upkeep the shelters. The club has a total of 290 kilometers of trail that requires attention. Whether it is cleaning fallen trees, widening trails to fit the groomer, fencing, or signing for the season, the club is always busy and always welcomes extra hands. The Snowmobile Club has four current warm-up shelters along the trails that require yearly maintenance, and respecting these shelters in the summer and winter months makes the members able to focus on expanding and changing our trails. The four shelters are the Yushta Shack, the Reserve Shack, the Hincliffe Shelter, and the May Lake Warm-Up. Two other shelters are planned for the near future. One at Nagy's Endeavour Rangers Station, Trail 223E, and a shelter to be placed on the News Trail 223D, Priestville to Good Spirit. The Reserve Shelter is in the small village community named Reserve, located 74 kilometers north of Priestville on the Trans-Canada 223A Sled Trail. This shelter is newly built and ready to welcome the 2024-25 snow season. The new Yushta Shack is located 50 kilometers north of Priestville on TC223A, and this shelter is used year-round, known for its prime scenery in summer and winter. The Hincliffe Warm-Up Shelter is located 20 kilometers north of Priestville. This shelter is currently being built and will be a memorial shelter in honor of Nolan Thompson, and the club is hopeful to finish the shelter before the season is over. The May Lake Shelter is located 5 kilometers from Sturgis, located on the lakeside of May Lake. The club is urging caution on some trails. The trail north of Yushta has a natural spring that is currently flowing freely with 12 to 24 inches of water, as well as numerous sloughs and other water bodies that are not currently frozen. The club also was lucky enough to be approved by the Saskatchewan Snowmobile Association to resurrect a trail running from east of Endeavour to a warm-up shelter called Valley Inn, located 35 kilometers north of Norquay, Trail 316A. History has it that the trail that runs east of Endeavour existed many years ago. Saskatchewan Snowmobile Association, www.sasksnow.com. is where you can view our trail and all the other sled trails in Saskatchewan, and you can also purchase an SSA membership for $25. This membership allows you the opportunity to save on insurance costs at select issuers, and chances to win prizes from draws throughout the season. A portion of the membership will go to the club of your choosing. It takes many landowners to allow the club permission on their property. We want to thank them for allowing us on their property, and we are in major need of more volunteers. We cannot get the trails signed and maintenance completed, then we will not have any trails open, said Sandra Johnson. Snowmobiling is not just about sledding in the middle of winter. It is about getting out and enjoying the beauty that Saskatchewan showcases. Snowmobiling also brings tourism into the communities in the dead of winter and brings friends and families together to enjoy the quietness of nature. The Rough Riders Snowmobile Club would like to send out a huge thank you to all the volunteers, sponsors, and donations. Without your assistance, the trails would not be here. We hosted a wing fundraiser in conjunction with the Priestville Curling Club and still have some frosted mugs for sale if anyone is interested, Sandra Johnson, secretary for the Rough Rider Snowmobile Club.